Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice because the doc day is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael the Doctor Love.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Dr. Love Show. My name is Raphael Love, aka the Doctor. Today has been another beautiful day for me. I hope it was the same for you. And today's topic is the victim. When I say the victim in our conversation today, I am referring to the crime that we as individuals perform on ourselves when we don't make it a consistent habit to improve and make ourselves better on a daily basis, or just basically encourage ourselves to focus inward and grow consistently from day to day. Let's say, for example, you have this aspiration of being the multimillionaire Donald Trump. Using him as example because everybody identifies with the name. If you're female, it's not necessarily referring to you as being Donelda Trump or something like that, but just saying you get a concept in your mind of who you might want to be like if you had the chance to. And let's say, for example, you wanted to be that person and you really realize that you're not making those decisions that support you to head in that general direction. So what do you do? How do you get there? If you're not, one, claiming responsibility for where you are, it's sort of like looking at the map and saying, I want to get from point A to point B, but you're not quite sure where you are, that's usually the first step to determining what's the best path on how to get to where you want to be. Along the way, there are times where you're going to be challenged, and if you're not working on making yourself better, it's just like muscles. If you consistently work out, you know, those people, when you see them on the beach and they have that body that, you know, some of the people listening to my voice may wish they had. Not talking about you. I'm talking about that other person, you know, the one that kind of looks at the people on the beach and kind of hates on them. The people there, they put in the effort, they put in that energy, they put in the diet, the routine, they develop the habit to make sure that they're pushing their bodies to the limit so that their waist doesn't expand but contract, so that their muscles become more defined and they're healthier and more fit. This is not a judgment on people who don't do that, but the thing is that if you want that kind of lifestyle, what do you have to do? You have to work on yourself. And by working on yourself, that means doing those things that you may not be doing on a regular basis, because you have to remember that you are the root of what happens to you. There is no one else out there who has control over the way you think or what you do. I take that back. Unless you've given that to them and now you're subject to whatever they say because you're not standing up for yourself or even believing that you're worthy. Now, worthiness as a whole, since I'm talking about it, I might as well just touch base on it, is something that I myself at one point in time had issue with. And it kind of held me back because I felt as though I wasn't worthy of having the life and doing some of the things that I'm doing now. And I was in some relationships that I knew I had no business being in at all, but I just felt that that was the best that I could do. I've learned those lessons since then and made better choices since then for me to be able to give, grow, and change at a moment's notice, because I realized that, and I've learned, I mean, I've really put in the effort to really teach myself and make myself aware of what my options really are in life, so that in a moment's notice, if I don't like how I feel about something, I don't have to live with it for the rest of my life. I don't have to make that the rudder of all my choices and decisions because somebody hurt me some long period of time ago because they were stuck where they were and they were dealing with their sugar honey iced tea. And I bought into their sugar honey iced tea. I woke up. I said, I'm not going to live like that anymore. And I know you can too. I realized that for a lot of people who may be hearing me for the first time, that that's a really strange concept for you to say in a moment's notice, I'm done. I'm done. I'm just so done with being a victim. I'm done with just living my life because I feel that I'm comfortable and everything's okay. I want more out of my life. I want more for the people I work with. I mean, there are individuals I'm working with right now that are loving the results of what we're working towards. They haven't really achieved the level of greatness that's in them, but they're just the fact that they let go of some of the stuff that they're holding on to, they see the possibility. I mean, one guy that I was working with just the other day, we sat down and we had a session, and this young man, he's physically fit. He's a single guy. He really has his head screwed on right. Now he does. He didn't before. He has some challenges. But the thing is that he realizes now more than ever that he is the captain of his ship. And wherever he decides he wants to go, it's really up to him. And as long as it's up to him, no one, and I mean no one, can stop him. Not even himself, because he's developing, just like he worked on his body, he's developing those habits to make those powerful choices and decisions when faced with conflict or controversy. He's choosing, I'm not going to participate, because he realizes that life is two-sided. There's what happens. Without question, if you're just watching what goes on in your life, there's one window that you're looking out, and that's a window of this happened, that happened, that happened, and then this happened. And then in the other window is the window of your ego and your concept of your reality that says, ooh, when that happened, that meant this. And when this happened, that meant that. Which one is true? The reality window, the things just happen, is completely true. Your ego and perception window never happened because it only happened inside of your mind. Now, as long as you believe what your mind tells you to do and what's going on in your perception, that's exactly what kind of life you're going to lead. So if you can change that, even for a moment, wouldn't you want to change it to say, I'm in control of this, so I'm going to turn the volume down on the stupid and turn the volume up on the things that I want? Practice that for a day, a week. Just see what it's like if you just say, eh, that's your stuff, it's not mine. I'm going to let it go. Eh, that's your stuff. So when that person spills the coffee and it happens to get a little bit on your brand new outfit, you know how some of you people are. I'm not going to say any names. Remember, we're not talking about you. We're talking about somebody else. At that moment, you realize it's not about you. It's about them dealing with their stuff, and you're just going to separate yourself away from it and move on with your life. When you make that the habit, your results immediately improve. Your feelings immediately improve. Your stress goes down and your happiness goes up. So today, let this be something that you give thought to. Let's change how we look at things when they happen to just something that happened, not something that happened that means anything other than it just happened. Let's try that and leave me a message on Twitter or one of the other on the website. Just reach out to me. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know what you're experiencing. I'd love to hear from you. And for those who are putting feedback and clicking like on the posts and the website and the podcast, and you know, I love being the number one training podcast. It's awesome. But I know that we have more people to get out to. So without your help, I can't do it. I need your help. So if you know somebody who may benefit from this, please send them to the site, send them to the podcast, let them know in iTunes how to find it. And that's all for this episode. I look forward to talking to you in the next episode. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Dr. Love Show. And if you would like more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes and now at the drloveshow.com. Be sure to provide feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you. So if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.